Several hundred miles east of Sudan, African nomads say a prolonged drought is making life there unbearable. Most of the nomads are camel, goat, and cattle herders who now wander the vast arid territory for days, weeks, sometimes months at a time, searching for grazing land and water. Emily Meehan sent us this report from Somaliland. That's an area that has broken away from Somalia.
On the road out of Somaliland's capital, Hargeisa, signs of a drought are all around. Refugee huts have sprouted around gas stations in the past year. Many of the new transplants are pastoralists who left the countryside after their animals died. The traditional livelihood of Somali people has always been nomadic pastoralism. Now the people in these makeshift tents live hand-to-mouth, selling tea or food to passers-by. Farah Mohammed is cooking stew for two customers in the blazing heat.
My animals could not get grass or water because of the drought, and so they all died.
Her family had 20 camels and 50 sheep. Now the mother of eight says she can hardly earn a living. Paved road ends at the city's edge, and we drive on sand past small villages and herds of animals. Amina Mohammed Jibril is an older woman in a bright pink shawl with a dozen cows. The skin on their backs is stretched thin over their bones, which jut out sharply. She'll keep walking until she finds grazing land.
We have not had rain in almost a month. Earlier, animals had some grass to eat, but now they don't have anything.
In the next village, animals gather round a rare well. From every direction, nomads approach. A grizzled old man with a herd of camels shouts that he's suffering. Mohammed Abdi Elmi says he's been traveling for 7 months to find water and grass.
We haven't been able to find enough water to bathe. Day and night, we were swearing, but by now we are dried out completely.
Somaliland traditionally has two rainy seasons, spring and fall. In fall, pastoralists would head for the coast, where rain was always expected, and in spring they would head for the border of Ethiopia, but this year both rains failed. At Wadi Makahail, near Somaliland's southern border with Ethiopia, 33 pastoral families from the same clan live in camps. The clan chief and local government administrator, Ismail Musa Kahin, says the drought here is in its second year. The government brings water in trucks to those who can afford it.
People can't afford to buy more water. They can't even buy food because prices have risen. And since their animals are too skinny, no one is going to buy them. They have lost their livelihood.
First thing in the morning, nomads renew their search for water and grazing land. 18-year-old Mustafa Omar Abdullahi says he's been walking for 2 months since leaving home and has never been this far south in his country.
Since the rainy season is nearly finished, we are worried that our animals might die.
Back in Hargeisa, the country's only meteorologist is employed as Director General of the Ministry of Education. Ali Abdi Odoa blames global climate change for extreme new weather. Hargeisa has gotten hotter, he says, and during the rainy seasons, they have either hail or drought.
So in the Somali line, I think for the last, 15 years, 20 years, rainfall gets minimized every after year.
He says the government can't afford to build weather monitoring infrastructure that could warn pastoralists of seasonal changes. Somaliland's Minister of Finance explains that without recognition from the international community, his breakaway state gets almost no investment from outside and no bilateral aid. 50% of Somaliland's meager budget goes to its soldiers. They were trained as young guerrilla fighters during Somalia's civil war, and the government fears the men would revert to factional warfare without employment. Somaliland's biggest source of revenue is livestock exports to Saudi Arabia. At the lively Hargeisa animal market, skinny camels, cows, goats, and sheep are being sold by pastoralists. Middlemen say they're getting lower prices because the animals are thin. Mohammed Ibrahim Awed sold his animals this week.
Each animal has lost half of its value. The drought affected the market value of camels, sheep, and cattle.
Rain has now come to Hargeisa, and in this Muslim country, God is held ultimately accountable. Banks can be heard during afternoon thunderstorms. For NPR News, I'm Emily Meehan in Hargeisa.